Mountain Gap Church welcomes you to join us as we share this kingdom message of hope.
I mean, all of us at times, we struggle sometime. And how do we know that this God is speaking to our heart? How do we know that the Lord is speaking to us? I share with you today that we know the voice of the Lord because we hear His voice and we listen to the voice of the Lord. And it becomes familiar to us. Amen. I believe the Lord has a word for us. Hopefully that's not offensive to anybody for me to get right here. Thank you. Number one, the little things sometimes, I think it's just very important. And I just wanted you to realize that we're all on the same level. Amen. I started to say we're all on the same playing ground. We're all on the same level today. But God has a word for us. Now, I used to get a little bit worried when people said, well, I've got a word for you. But I believe I have a word for you, and I want to share that with you. And I just want to be among you this morning because I feel like that word is not only for you, it's for me too. So I want to be a part of that. By the way, Jennifer, you've done a wonderful job, you and the praise team. Done a great job, the musicians. Yeah, give them a hand. Amen. And leading us in worship, and thank you for being here. If you're visiting today, thank you for coming and being a part of this service. Just delighted that you're here. I could begin to call a few names of some of you, particularly ministers, that's part of the LifePoint Ministries. But if I do that, I'll overlook someone. So thank you for being here today, and may God bless you. Ryan Linkus is not a LifePoint minister, but he is. Amen. We claim them. Good to see Ryan. He done a great job in preaching Thursday and Friday night. Camp meeting was great, by the way. Many of you was able to be there. Thank you for being there in attendance and your prayers and your financial support. I realize that this church plays a very vital part of Mountain Gap Camp Meeting. In fact, I read a little bit of the history. And if I remember correctly, I mentioned it this morning in an email I sent out to ministers that in about 1900, the Mountain Gap Church began to have camp meeting services in a temporarily structured brush harbor. And that's, if I'm not mistaken, this past week was 117 camp meetings. Isn't that remarkable? Thank God. And it's because of you. I started to say, if you're visiting today, thank you for being here. And you that are not visiting, thank you for being here. I know that you miss your pastor. You're blessed. Goes without saying, but I know that you're missing Rick and Pastor Rick and Patrice. And I know you're excited and will be glad to see them back and see Pastor Rick in the pulpit preaching on Sunday mornings. And you're blessed with a great couple, great pastoral couple. I appreciate their leadership. I appreciate their leadership in the local church. But I appreciate their leadership in this conference on LifePoint Ministries. And some of you know, I serve a couple of churches for about 34 years. And in those 34 years, I served in conference leadership about 20 of those years. And I always felt, in fact, it's more than just feeling, I knew that God opened doors through the opportunity to serve on the conference level. It actually gave opportunities for my local church. And we was much more involved in missions, much more in the campus church we did, all of those things, some of those things wouldn't happen if I had not been involved on the conference level. So I began to reminisce a few moments ago, and I began to think in this local church, and I could go way back before some of your time, Neural Coleman and some of those guys, but Ryan served on the council, and of course Rick and just others, but the history of this church many of the pastors have served in conference leadership. And I didn't intend to say all of that, but I share that to tell you that what you do here on the local level is helping to shape the culture of LifePoint Ministries. And that's a good thing, folks. And so I just want to express my thanks to you for allowing your pastor to serve and others to serve in the past on the conference level. And thank you for giving. Not only you're giving to the ministry of the conference, but you're giving to missions. Again, I think sometimes we fail to recognize that over one-third of the funds that comes through LifePoint Ministries goes overseas for world missions. And it's because of people like you that give that enables us to facilitate that. And so thank you for giving. Well, let's go to the Word. Luke 23. I appreciate the bottles of water. Amen. I appreciate the hospitality that you have shown Carice and I. We travel around the state and somewhere different every Sunday. Carice has not missed but about three or four, five Sundays in the last 100 places that we've been in the last 2 years. And I'm very grateful to my wife. We could not do this ministry by ourselves. It's through her support. And just a joy. We're on a new journey. I don't mean to take a lot of time in that, but just last Sunday we was at a church in Atlanta in Norcross, a Tamil speaking church, a group from India. I don't know, maybe about 80 folks there Sunday morning. And they carry out the service in the Tamil language. All the worship was in a different language. And just a beautiful time, and then I had the opportunity to preach. And I really went with expectations, Pastor Ryan, of the interpreter there, but I found out after I got there that everybody in the service knew English, but they carried out their service in the Tamil language, so I preached to them in English, and God moved, and then we had a home-cooked Indian lunch. Amen? And it was a little different, but it was a little different. Amen. Great hospitality. Just the venture that we're on. About 3 weeks ago, the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart and gave me a word. Let me read it to you. In Luke 23, in verse 22 and verse 23 today. Then he said to them the third time. Say third time with me. Third time. Then he said to them the third time, what evil has he done? I have found no reason for death in him. I will therefore chastise him and let him go. But they were insistent, demanding with loud voices that he be crucified. And the voices of these men and of the chief priests prevailed. And the voices of these chief priests, these elders and these chief priests, they prevail. Now, we're going to pray in a moment, but you know the story. This is Pilate. The Lord is before Pilate. It sounds like one of those sermons you would preach maybe two or three Sundays before Easter. But I believe that this is a year-round message. Amen? And the reason I believe that today is because I believe the Lord is speaking our heart and telling us that we need to be very careful to the voices that we listen to. In fact, I did a little bit of a survey just the other day, and one morning about 9 o'clock, and sitting in the motel room in Thomaston, Georgia, and I sat there doing some reading and some studying and so forth, and just something I normally, the television was going, just different voices I was hearing. And in an hour or less, I counted that there was about 100 voices that I heard. Can you imagine the number of voices you hear every day? In fact, the reality is that they are immeasurable. There are more voices that you would hear. My intent was to count the voices I heard in one day. And after an hour, I realized this would just blow my mind to sit here and try to figure out all the different voices I hear every hour in a day. You see, the truth is today that we hear voices through social media. We hear voices through Facebook, and I'm on Facebook, and we hear voices on Twitter and Instagram, even as a picture word, but we hear voices there. We hear voices on the television. We hear voices on Panadora. We hear voices in person with one another. We hear voices outside our motel room. I found out why everybody wanted the rooms in the back of the Jameson or the Quality Inn. At 4:35 o'clock in the morning, I would hear voices and I would hear trucks. Beep, 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 backing up. We hear voices. Everybody has a voice. Everybody has a word. You see, the truth is today that a lot of folks has a message. A lot of folks has a revelation. A lot of folks has an opinion. A lot of folks has a theory. A lot of folks has a point that they want to make. And the truth is, they want you to hear that point. They want you to hear that theory. They want you to hear that message of that revelation. But I believe God has sent us here today to tell you that we need to be careful not to listen to the wrong voice or voices. Let's pray. Father, thank you today just for the reading of the Word. And thank you that we can break the bread of life. Thank you, Father, that Lord, that you've given us this thought that we can relate to the people today. Father, I pray today because I realize that Tim Lamb cannot do anything without the anointing, the power of the Spirit of God. I need the anointing. Father, may they not hear my voice, but may they hear the voice of the Lord speaking to their heart and speaking to their life today as they listen to what thus saith the Lord today. Father, we're going to praise you. We're going to bless you for it all in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. You know the story. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the story here, but here's a man in authority, a man in leadership, but yet he allowed the voices of others to prevail in his life. I mean, just, David, as you begin to read that, we begin to understand that Pilate, I believe, had a mind of his own. I believe Pilate was a very intelligent man. I believe that because of his leadership and his position and his authority, I believe he was a man of a great influence. I believe he was a man that had his mind made up in a lot of different areas. I believe that he was a strong leader, and strong leaders knows how to not allow the voices of others to prevail. But in this situation, no doubt that being a strong leader and having the authority and all the influence and all the intelligence, he was still prevailed by other voices. And of course, you know the story. The other voices was crying out, "Crucify him." Now, every one of us in the house today know who they were saying to Pilate to crucify. They was telling him to crucify the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, I read that, and again, as I read that to you today, and I read that 22nd verse and that 23rd verse, it says, "But they were insistent." In fact, the 22nd verse, you find that Pilate had his mind made up. This is what Pilate said. He heard the voices and he said it to them the third time. You say all of these things. I'm just paraphrasing. You say all of these things, but I find no fault in this man. I find no reason to take his life. And therefore, this is what Pilate says. "I will therefore chastise him and let him go." My, wouldn't that have changed the history of our salvation? But Pilate was so influenced by the voices that he heard. The truth is, these voices didn't begin just in the days of Christ. I mean, we go all the way back, and I'm not going to preach the whole Bible to you today, but you go all the way back to Genesis, and you find, to me, one of the first times we find that someone was influenced by another voice, it was Eve in the garden. My servant, a snake. I researched and found where the donkey spoke to Balaam and so forth, but I'm just telling you, there's voices in this world, and who would have thought somebody as smart as Eve should have been, with the beautiful garden that God has placed her in, would have listened to a snake or a serpent? There's voices. But then in the 21st century, we listen to voices sometime, and then we sit back and think, why did I listen to that voice? You see, because there are all kinds of voices today, and we have a tendency to listen to those voices, and it's not because we don't have the warning from God. In fact, the Lord uses those that are righteous and those that are unrighteous to warn us of these voices. To me, one of the amazing things about this story is that Pilate's wife warned him. I mean, you could look there in the scriptures and John, or in the scriptures there, we find that his wife warned him and began to relate to him about a dream that she had. There are voices today that a restless night that she had. There are voices today that are speaking to us and trying to warn us of these wrong voices in life. But then we have the voices like the elders and the chief priests. We have those foes that, and these were foes in religious authority and religious leadership. But they were speaking, and they these were the people that even confronted Christ and questioned His authority at one occasion that we have recorded. These are the people that the Apostle Paul speaks about in Romans 16 when he talks about the Scripture, and he talks about those that they're doing these things not to serve the Lord, but to satisfy their own lusts, or to satisfy their own bellies, their own desires. I don't know why the Lord lays such a thought and a message on my heart today, but I'm just telling you that voices come in all types of shapes and all types of forms and all types of sizes today. And so I began to think, this is a thought that the Lord gave me about 3 weeks ago, and I just felt I haven't preached it anywhere else. This is where the Lord told me to preach it, but I began to think about the different voices that we hear. Maybe not in the natural sense, maybe not as I speak to you today, but how many times has the enemy spoke to you and put a thought of doubt in your mind? And we have a tendency sometimes to listen to those voices of doubt. We have a tendency to listen to those voices of confusion. I'm not going to illustrate it today, but and the reason why is because if I started, we may not get it back together. But if I asked you to turn to your neighbor and just tell them anything and say it out loud, we would have total confusion. But what we would have is a lot of noises and a lot of voices. But you see, there's a difference in a noise and a voice. Now, let me say that again. I said there's a difference in a noise and a voice. And really, maybe I ought to say today is that sometimes we're listening to a lot of noise instead of a lot of voices. That God wants to speak to our heart. And you see again, there's voices of doubt, and there's voices of confusion, and there's voices of discouragement, and there's voices of failure, and there's voices of jealousy, and there's voices of loneliness, and there's voices of pride, and voices of pity, and voices of resentment. There are a lot of voices going on in our life. In fact, I just visualized that as I prayed about this message and this thought, and I thought, just sometime, I don't know about you, but sometime it seems like that all of those voices wants to speak at the same time. You ever felt that way? I mean, I'm from the generation that I remember static on the radio. Amen? Anybody bear witness? And there's no way we would listen to it then, but there's no way we would listen to something that that's so immature and so amateur today. It was hard to distinguish what was being said or sung. Or what I'm telling you today, that sometimes there's so many voices going on up here. There's so many voices going on in our life. There's so many things speaking into our lives. There's so many things that the enemy is trying to say. And it's so important in this 21st century and this generation that we're in that we listen to the voice of the Lord. Thank God for men and women that some of you heard from the Lord even this day as we worship so beautifully in this house. How many heard from the Lord? I heard a voice from the Lord as we worship today. Amen. In your Sunday school class, you heard from the Lord, hopefully through the message today. You hear the voice of the Lord speaking in our heart. In fact, I came today expecting to hear from the Lord. Amen. Expecting to hear the voice of God. Expecting to hear what thus saith the Lord in this house. But sometime, like Pilate, the voices, and Pilate, it amazes me, Pastor Matt, that it amazes me how that Pilate said, and the scripture tells us here, then he said to them the third time. He didn't just say it one time. I can just imagine Pilate saying to them in so many words. There's no way we could have recorded everything that Pilate said, Brother James, but I can just imagine that Pilate can very well could have said, I told you once and I'm going to tell you again. Don't you understand what I'm telling you? As he began to tell them in this passage of Scripture, and he says, why? What evil has he done? I think that Pilate said it with authority. Why? What evil has he done? And he goes on to say in that passage of Scripture, I have found no reason for death in him. I haven't found any reason whatsoever for death in this man. I'm going to chastise him and I'm going to let him go. And I believe Pilate said it with authority. He said it over and over and over again. But the voices of the chief priests and the elders had persuaded others to cry out, crucify him! Crucify him! Until the voices of the chief priests and this group of people, they prevailed. What is the Lord saying to us today in that? We may have our mind made up. We may be determined to listen to the voice of the Lord. But we continue to listen to wrong voices in our lives. They will prevail over our thoughts and our desires and our determinations. Amen. Can I say that again? If we continue to listen to those wrong voices. I mean, after a while, I know that I'm 5'10" or thereabout, but if somebody keeps saying to me, no, you're not 5'10", you're 5'9". If they say that often enough, I probably just believe them. Well, I guess you're right, man. I mean, there are things like that in our everyday culture, in our everyday life. Amen. We have our mind made up. We think this is right, but you let somebody tell you often enough that it's another way, and before we realize it, we'll begin to believe those voices. And those voices will begin to control our lives and we'll begin to move. And that's what happened. The voices of the others, they prevail. I get excited, so I apologize for getting loud, but probably the saddest commentary in the Word. Because here's a man that says, I'm going to do it this way. I'm going to chastise him and let him go. But because of the voices, they cried out, crucify him. They prevailed. See, when we began to understand today that if we're going to not listen to the wrong voices, we've got to hear the right voices. The only way to overcome the wrong voices in life
is to hear the right things from God. That the only way that we're going to know the right voices from the wrong voices is to hear the voices of God. And that's what we find in the Scripture as we begin to understand, hear the voice of God. And again, we hear that through songs that's being sung. And we hear that through the preaching and the teaching. And one-on-one as we share with one another the greatness and the goodness of the Lord. But you see, when we begin to hear the voice of God, the voice of God begins to be familiar with us. I'm going somewhere with that. Because Jesus said in John 10 and 27, He said, My sheep, notice this, My sheep does what? Hear? No, He says, My sheep listen to My voice. I know them and they follow Me. Pastor Ryan, I read that a lot of times, but I never noticed that word listen until the other day. And you see, there's a difference in hearing and listening. I can hear you say something to me, but that doesn't mean that I listen to what you said. I mean, how many times? I don't remember the occasion. Hopefully it was none of you, but just this past week, somebody shared with me that they were from, it was actually last Sunday, they was from Kentucky. They said Louisville, Kentucky, in their introduction. I called the Kentucky, but I didn't catch the Louisville. 3 minutes later, I asked the question, what part of Kentucky? Now, Carissa helped me out with that. She said, he said Louisville. And I realized then I heard, but I did not listen. But Jesus says, My sheep, listen to My voice. And if we want to overcome the wrong voices in our life, we will listen to the voice of God. And He said, My sheep not only listen to My voice, but they listen and they will follow. I know them and they know Me and they will follow Me. When we listen to the voice of God. You see, somebody put it this way. They said that once you hear His voice, you really never forget it. How many times someone called you on the phone and said, Hello, how you doing? And you said, I'm doing fine. And you're thinking, who in the world is this? But you're like myself. You're too ashamed to ask because they're talking to you like you ought to know. And you carry on this conversation. I did that some years ago. And we talked for about 15, 20 minutes. I said, How's your job going? They said, Fine. And how your family doing? They said, Fine. And we talked and we all answered the right questions. And about 15, and this is the honest truth, about 15 minutes later, the person said, You know what? I said, What? I still hadn't figured out who I'm talking to. He said, You know what? I think I got the wrong number. I said, Who are you calling? He said, Somebody. I said, Well, that's not me. Yeah, we had a good conversation about 15, 20 minutes. I'm serious. But we hear the voice, and Jesus said, My sheep listen to My voice. I know them, and they follow Me, and they follow Him because they recognize the voice of the Lord. I feel the anointing in that. Because sometimes we struggle with how we know God's voice. I mean, all of us at times, we struggle sometime. And how do we know that this God is speaking to our heart? How do we know that the Lord is speaking to us? I share with you today that we know the voice of the Lord because we hear His voice and we listen to the voice of the Lord. And it becomes familiar to us. You see, the voice of the Lord never contradicts His Word. I learned some while back, quite a few years ago, because all of us are faced with things, decisions that we had to make in life that we want to hear from God, right? And we would like for the Lord to handwrite it on the wall as long as it's written with something we can erase and not have to repaint the wall. But we would like the Lord to just drop us a sign, Lord. Just, Lord, write it out so we can know that this is You. But God doesn't always
work like that, does he? That would be too easy for us, really, and it probably would cause us not to really seek the Lord like we should. But let me tell you how we can know that it's God speaking our heart. We can know that it's God speaking our heart when what He shares with us lines up with the Word of the living God. Because the Lord God will never share or tell you anything that contradicts this Word. I can tell you that when we live for the Lord, our heart is in the right place with God. That one of the ways that I measure if this is the Lord or not, and I know, I've been in the Pentecostal church all of my life. And I know that I've heard guys say, we don't go by feelings. I understand that. But I tell you something else. If it don't feel right, it may be the Spirit of the Lord tugging at your heart and telling you it's not right. Amen? And so not only if I want to hear the voice of God, it needs to line up with the Word. And I need to be familiar with the Word so that I'll know that it lines up with the Word. And it reaches with my spirit. Therefore, I know sometimes the voice of God because it feels right. That makes sense today. It feels right. I have learned that if it doesn't feel right, then I need to seek God more. Because it may be something the Lord is trying to get my attention to. I'm going to tell you one little secret this morning. I've been pastoring for 34 years and in leadership. Oftentimes, in fact, we have revivals. The church I went to, they have revivals at least 4 times a year, and some of them felt like we ought to have them 10 times a year. I'm not being critical or funny. I'm just telling you the truth. And I finally got that into the right measurement. I felt like it needed to be. And I can tell you that I had a whole lot of folks that had a whole lot of good intentions, and they would tell me, Pastor, you need to get this person for revival, and you need to get that person for revival. And one dear lady, she'd bring me cassette tapes, and you need to listen to this preacher, and you need to get him for revival. I appreciate the advice, the counsel. Where I mess up at is I listen to the wrong voice at times. And I'm telling you that there was times that I got folks because somebody asked me, and it only happened about 3 times. But there was 2 or 3 times that I listened to someone, and I said, okay, you know, I know of the person and so forth, and I can name one or two, and you would know them. And I had them to come and do revivals. The fact is, it wasn't that there was a bad preacher, a bad person. It's just simply it wasn't the right person for the revival. I listened to the wrong voice. And because I listened to the wrong voice, I got in some trouble. I can tell you that some of those revivals didn't go real well. In fact, one revival after the first night, I was in my office and I was praying. And I said, Lord, I have never counseled a revival in the middle of a revival. But Lord, if this man doesn't do better tonight, we've got to call this thing off. I mean, he preached something that wasn't even scriptural. Telling you. What I'm telling you today is that I want to know the voice of God, and I want to make sure that the voice that I hear and the voice that I follow is the voice of the Lord. And the way that I do that is to know the Word of God and to know that the Holy Spirit lives in my heart and my life, and that the Holy Spirit bears witness with that decision that I make in life and that voice that I hear. See, oftentimes the voices in our head becomes distorted and becomes just a noise. But God is able to give clarity in that. I know the voice of the Lord through His Word. I know the voice of the Lord through the Holy Spirit bearing witness with my spirit. Listen, there are people in the Bible that heard from the Lord. I think about Matthew as he recorded in Matthew 11 when he says, come unto me all ye, all you that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Matthew heard the voice of the Lord. It was Lazarus that was dead in the grave there, and Jesus cried out and said, Lazarus, come forth. Don't you know that Lazarus heard the voice of the Lord? Now, if Lazarus had not been such a good friend of the Lord, he may not would have recognized Jesus' voice. And that will preach within itself. So I'm going to say that again for you preachers here this morning. I said if Lazarus had not known the voice of the Lord, if he had not been such a good friend of Jesus, he might not would have recognized his voice. The thief on the cross. Listen, one of them at least, the other did not, but one of them at least listened to the voice of the Lord when the Lord said, surely I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Saul, on the road to Damascus, heard the voice of the Lord that says, Saul, Saul, who persecutest thou me? My. John, on the Isle of Patmos, heard the voice of the Lord when he said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a voice, a loud voice as of a trumpet. Another occasion, he said, behold, he heard a voice, and it said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man or anyone will hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and dine with him, and he with me. The psalmist David in chapter 29 describes God's voice. He describes God's voice as a voice over the seas and a voice of the Lord being powerful and the voice of the Lord being full of majesty. And I could go on. You can read it there in Psalms 29. There's something about the voice of the Lord. And I just encourage you today, let the voice of the Lord rise up. Let the voice of the Lord prevail in your life. Don't let these other voices override the voice of the Lord that the Lord is speaking into your heart, into your life. It's so easy sometimes just to listen to the voice of the enemy. Again, it comes in all types of shapes and forms. You can be, I don't know about you, but I can be going down the road and feeling good. You know, having a good time, having the peace of God in my heart, and all of a sudden there's this icky feeling that comes over me. The enemy tries to put thoughts and tries to see things in my mind, and I have to rebuke those voices. I don't need to hear those voices. I need to hear the voice of the Lord. I need to know that I'm hearing from God. And listen, these voices doesn't come very quietly. The enemy usually doesn't speak very quietly. Let me put it a little bit more plainer. The devil, Lucifer, doesn't normally speak with a soft voice. Now the Lord will. But the devil doesn't normally. In fact, just even in this story, what the Bible tells us, that they spoke, that they cried out with loud voices. They cried out with loud voice over and over again in the Scripture. We read how the enemy cried out with a loud voice. But there's something about the voice of the Lord. And there are times that God speaks up, and there's times that He cries out with a loud voice. And I believe that He's crying out with a loud voice to you today. Pastor Ryan talked about Friday night, I believe it was, about Stephen. I told him afterwards, I said, I think you preached part of my sermon. But that's okay. Maybe we need to hear that particular part twice. Because Stephen looked up. And I wanted to take you there just briefly in Acts 7. I underlined the word look before Pastor Ryan preached. But the word says that Stephen looked. He said, look, I see the heavens open, the Son of Man standing in the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears. Again, the enemy
Did I want to hear the truth? Had a lady in my church years ago in Carrollton. She was deaf, could not hear, legally deaf. And it created some problems, to be quite honest with you, but she was sitting on the pew on one side of the church one morning and before service, and a couple of ladies on the other side, and they was just talking. They wasn't talking about her, they was just talking. But she saw them look her way. She could not hear in the natural sense, but she heard some loud voices that day. And really what she heard was not those ladies. She heard the enemy say, they're talking about you. In fact, she called me off to the side and she said, those ladies are talking about me. And I said, no, they're not talking about you. Yeah, they're talking about me. I seen them look my way. They're talking. She heard a voice, but it wasn't the voice of those ladies. She heard the voice of the enemy. And I never, I don't think, convinced her that morning that those ladies was not talking about her. The fact is, sometimes we hear loud voices, and sometimes we hear things that really are not truth. And the Word of the Lord tells us that when Stephen, he looked up and he saw Jesus standing on the right hand of the Father, and he began to proclaim that to the people. The Bible says that the crowd, they began to cry out, and they began to used to have a lady in one of the churches. You guys know. I'm just telling you today that sometimes folks in a spiritual sense, they're putting their fingers in their ears because they really don't want to hear the voice of the Lord. And I'm telling you today, my friend, that Jesus is speaking and He's saying to somebody in the house today that you've been listening to the wrong voices, and it's time that you begin to listen to the voice of God. The sister's verse, and I'll close, or somebody, Karen or someone, will come and be ready to play something for us, and maybe just whatever you guys normally do during the altar service. Stephen knelt down. Notice this in that 60th verse of Luke, or Acts 7. He says, then he knelt down and cried with a soft voice. No. He cried out with a loud voice. And as Pastor shared the other night, he cried out, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. And when he said this, he fell asleep. He cried out with a loud voice. And church, today is time that we, as born-again believers, that we begin to cry out with a loud voice. We begin to cry out, Lord, a voice, not of doubt, but a voice of hope. We begin to cry out with a voice, not of bitterness, but a voice of love. We begin to cry out with a voice of not jealousy, but a voice of bearing one another, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. We need to cry out with a loud voice today to this world that's lost, that Jesus loves them. There are hundreds and thousands of voices that people are hearing every single day. But it may be your voice that speaks life into their situation. And you that see me count me. I know it's obvious I got a haircut this week or yesterday. And the girl had never cut it before. She cut it different. I told Gracie this morning, I can't get it to lay down. I just get it to stand up. But in that chair, the Holy Spirit began to work. That's one reason it looks like this. Her statement was, I can't even cut the hair. I can't even concentrate on what I'm doing. I can't focus. Very young child was crying, screaming in another chair. They was literally holding his head to cut his hair. And it opened a door. And she began to tell me about a 2-year-old baby that she had. I said, how many children do you have? She said, 4, 127, and 126, and 123, and then this 2-year-old. Yeah. But she began to share that how she didn't really want this child. It wasn't a planned thing, but she said, I had an opportunity, but I just could not abort this child. And then she began to open up about the sin in her life. And she said, by the way, what you doing the rest of this afternoon? I said, I'm going home and studying. I'm preaching tomorrow. And I began to minister to her about God's grace and about God's love. I don't know her life. I don't even know her name, but I do know this, that it may just been my voice yesterday that's the only voice that spoke positive things into her heart. It may have just been my voice that God used yesterday to speak life into her life and assure her that she did the right thing in not aborting that child. I know I've got to close, but I'm telling you today, it may be your voice, because there's voices that are speaking loudly today in the lives of people that you're around, your family, your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers, and it may be your voice. It may be your voice that speaks life in such a way that that person that's depressed and thinking of suicide, it may be your voice that makes the difference. Because I can assure you there's a lot of loud voices going on in their life. It may be your voice that speaks life into that person in the supermarket, in the marketplace. Will you stand with us? Father, Lord, only you know the heart and the hearts of the people. Only you know, God, what is needed in this house today. And Lord, I pray today, Lord, whatever the need is, that you'll supply that need. Lord, what I failed to share today, may you do the rest in their heart, their mind, we pray. In the name of Jesus, while every head is bowed, every eye is closed in the house. If you're here, you don't know Jesus, you don't know Lord, Him is Lord of your life. This altar's open. And I encourage you to come, and I promise I'm not going to do anything to embarrass you whatsoever. But while you're looking to the Lord, I wonder, while no one's looking around, I wonder this morning how many would just simply be honest with God and myself and say, Pastor, Brother Tim, I've been listening to some wrong voices in my life. The enemy has played havoc with my mind. And I'm tired of listening to those voices. I want to hear the voice of God. I want to hear the voice of the Lord through the worship. I want to hear the voice of the Lord through the preaching. I want to hear the voice of the Lord through those that God has ordained and placed in my life. If it's speaking to me individually or corporately, I don't want to listen. I don't want to listen. I may hear those voices, but I don't want to listen to those voices. There's a difference. You're going to hear some voices, but you don't have to listen to it. Would you just simply raise your hand and say, when you pray, would you pray for me? Thank you for those hands all over the house today. Thank you for those hands. I preached a little longer than I normally would have.
But I've just got to obey the Lord. Is that okay? If you raise your hand, just very bowful, not ashamed, would you just step forward and just stand across this front with me today? I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to call you out. I don't want to know the details. I just want to pray with you. Will you come and just stand across this front? God knows your heart. If you have folks that praise with one another in the altar, if you got prayer team, then feel free to come and pray with these. But you've been struggling some of these areas in your life, and I think there's times and seasons in all of our lives that we get distracted by voices. Would you just in fact, could I just invite everybody that will just to come and stand behind these that are here today, and let's pray and let's believe God today. Listen, we're in a world today that there's a lot of voices trying to speak into your lives. And it's so important that we know the voice of God. And I just think it's important today that we call upon the Lord. Just stand behind these and let's pray with these today and believe God today. And maybe God has spoken to your heart. Father God, today we come to you. And Father, we just believe you as we gather around this altar today. Father, I don't know the need. I don't know the heart. But you know the need today. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I just rebuke the enemy. I rebuke every attack of the enemy. And I pray today in the name of Jesus, Father, that there's going to be deliverance, there's going to be freedom, that the enemy will not be able to distract or disrupt what you're doing in our heart, in our life. Father, we're going to hear the voice of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. We believe you. We trust you today for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. Father, the enemy's a liar. Father, he's the prince of lies. And all the times, all of us, there's times he tries to put thoughts and lies in our heart, in our mind. But we come in the name of Jesus today. And we pray, Father, you give us deliverance. Father, in the name of Jesus, that we'll walk in victory. My. That we'll walk in victory. And Father, that we'll go forth and we will not be defeated. But Father, we're going to hear the voice of the Lord. Lord, just as your sheep know your voice and they listen. Father, we're going to listen to the voice of the Lord. And we're going to believe you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace that abounds richly and freely in our heart, in our lives today. In the name of Jesus, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who healeth all thy diseases, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Thank you so much for allowing me to share what I believe God laid on my heart to share with you in this house today. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. Mountain Gap Church offers our community Sunday worship and Wednesday night teaching and discipleship classes. If you would like further information on times and location, you may find us online at mountaingap.org.